Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. 500,000 Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000. Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do. Going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Had fact of the day, 559 new COVID confirmations yesterday. Lagos had 232 cases. Rivers had 83 cases. So it's still not safe out there. Continue to limit your movement. Whenever you are out and about, please wear a mask. When you're around people, wear a mask. Keep your distance. You know the drill by now. And wash and sanitize your hands as often as possible. Protect yourself. Protect your loved ones. I keep saying that none of us want to go into another lockdown, right? So we all need to do our part to slow down the spread of this thing. Second hard fact of the day, COVID-19 vaccines are available. You will go to any health center close to you and get your first shot. If you have gotten the first shot of AstraZeneca, but you haven't gotten the second, go back to where you got the first shot of AstraZeneca and get the second one. If you've not gotten a shot at all, go to the nearest health center to you and get the Moderna vaccine, right? You get a first shot, 28 days later, you go back for your second. Third hard fact of the day, voter registration is still ongoing. If you go to cvr.inecnigeria.org, you will get registered today. CVR is Charlie Victor River. ORG is Orange River Golf. So cvr.inecnigeria.org. We've got a fourth hard fact of the day. 9 years gratuity. That's what the River State government is owing some retired civil servants. They protested yesterday at the River State Government House and it blew my mind. I mean, imagine being retired for a decade and not seeing the gratuity that you worked for your entire adult life. I think it's time to do another big hard fact about pensions, because I was also reading that in Lagos, those who retired 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 1 year ago have still not gotten a penny from their pensions. So maybe next week we'll have that conversation. I don't know. Maybe the upper week, because next week is already fully booked. You don't have to protest to get your hard facts from me. That's why 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong for tuning in. And I want to say thank you to each and every one of you. I have a great show for you as always, starting with the big three. Let's talk about FIRS asking the National Assembly to put VAT on the exclusive list. It broke yesterday, but it's causing quite the conversation. Has been causing for the past 24 hours. So let's talk about it today. Then let's talk about Lagos State debating its anti-grazing bill. And after that, let's talk about the alleged harassment of ride-hailing drivers, especially at the airport. When we're done with the big three, we'll bring you League of Extraordinary Nigerians and then we'll bring you Eyewitness. At 5 o'clock today for the big hard fact, let's talk about JAMB getting rid of a unified cutoff mark for UTME. We discussed it last week on the big three. You had a lot of things to say about it. So we're going to continue that conversation at 5 o'clock today. Peter Ogudoro is my guest. He's an education researcher. You expect news and sports and and business at the top of every hour. And then at 6:30, we'll hand you over to Ireti Bakare Yusuf for Listed Lagosian. I never miss that show. I love it so much. Happens every Thursday from 6:30. Of course, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili Lagos, and these are your hard facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Should the National Assembly move VAT to the exclusive list, as FIRS is asking? Should the Lagos House of Assembly pass the anti-open grazing bill? Are ride-hailing drivers being targeted by institutions and passengers? Those are your big three. Lagos, let's talk. Lagos and Rivers say that the federal government wants to move VAT to the exclusive list. And that's our first story. The Punch is also reporting that they've seen the letter from the FIRS chairman, Mohammed Nami, to Idris Wase. Idris Wase is the chairman of the House Constitution Review Committee and also the deputy speaker of the House of Representatives. And according to The Punch, the Rivers governor, Nyesom Wike, he's saying that Nami is asking Wase to propose a constitutional amendment moving VAT to the exclusive list so that only the federal government can set or collect it. Apart from that, the letter also asks for an amendment to create a federal revenue court to replace the federal high court for tax matters. Remember, of course, that it was the high court that gave River State the VAT judgment last, was it last month? Yeah, last month. Sorry about that. I had to quickly attend to something. But yeah, back to VATs. Bear in mind that to change the exclusive list, you need a constitutional amendment, right? So apart from getting two-thirds of the Senate and two-thirds of the reps, you need two-thirds of the members in each of two-thirds of the state assemblies to agree. That's more than 24 states. So there's a big question about whether FIRS will have the votes. How many states will agree with Rivers and Lagos because they feel that they will benefit? And how many states will agree with FIRS, Katsina and Gombe because they feel that they will not? Nyesom Wike was granted an interview yesterday, and he had quite a lot to say about this issue.
We were caught in 2020. Then in July 1st, 2021, he wrote to the National Assembly through the office of the Deputy Speaker of the House of Reps to amend the Constitution when we are already challenging that it is not your responsibility to collect VAT. He knew that what you were doing was not the right thing. You now, in 1st of July, wrote a letter to insert VAT under the exclusive list. Look at that. So what are we arguing? You already know it is not within your purview. And that was why you read this letter. You all know where they move, we don't know. You move in the night, we move in the night. In the month of June, which was shared in July, VAT collected the River State was 15.1 billion. Do you know what they gave us? 4.8 billion. In the month of June, they collected for Lagos 46.4 billion. But see what Lagos got? 9.3. Now let me tell you what can produce in June. Can produce in June 2.8 billion. Let me tell you what they gave you. Can also got 2.8 billion. Our appeal does not act as a stay. This is a declaratory judgment. What are we going to stay? We are pursuing the appeal. But what we are saying this is to mention you too. Yeah. You want to take the advantage of saying that you don't know who to pray to. It's a lie. You know. You know. So don't bring that price. Because we will not look back and we will seal up the premises of such organization. We will do that. We are going to inaugurate the Tax Appeal Commission by Friday, which is headed by a retired judge of the state, to let you know that we are very, very serious. I like the state to be creative, to utilize the functions as provided in the Constitution and the laws for them to make their state to grow. The powers have already been devolved in the Constitution, but the federal government does not allow us. All they want us to do every day is to come and die. And I said, I will not give me what the law says I should take. I saw a governor saying that he prays Nigeria gets another president like Buhari. Hey, I said, come. You mean there shouldn't be psychiatric check on that governor?
Yeah, but Wike told businesses in River State to ignore the FIRS and start paying the RIRS. He told them not to fear retaliation from the federal government. Quote, the FIRS cannot threaten you. We are the landlords here. I hope you know that. We have enormous powers to use by law. End quote. Here in Lagos, I told you yesterday that the VAT bill cleared the second reading at the State Assembly, and the Information Commissioner says that the plan will go ahead regardless of what the FIRS is doing. That's Gbenga Omotoso. Gbenga Omotoso said, quote, the FIRS has a right to write to the National Assembly to seek some concession in whatever aspect of any law that it deems necessary. It is a right that nobody can take away from it. States also have a right to formulate laws that they think will help them in the business of government. As far as this revenue allocation matter is concerned, Lagos State has taken some steps that will further enhance its stability to go along the line that it recognizes as a right in this debate over VAT. The process that the state government has started, there's nothing there that will make it reconsider it. The bill has been sent to the State House of Assembly and the House is already considering the bill. Irrespective of whatever the FIRS is doing, the Lagos State government is not going to fold its hands and miss the opportunity for us to push the argument for true fiscal federalism forward. End quote. But some stakeholders don't like the content of the VAT bill. Local government authorities want to change the 75-25 sharing formula. So 75% to the state government, 25% to the local governments to share. They want instead a 50-50 split. For context, under the federal arrangement, the formula was 15% to the federal government, 50% to the state governments, and 35% to the local governments. So here's my first question to you. Given the context and given the different responsibilities that state and local governments have, what do you think about the sharing formula? What do you think the sharing formula should be? Do you think it should be 75-25, 50-50, something completely different? And then, of course, tell me what you think about FIRS asking for a constitutional amendment on VAT. Women, call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp, 080-959-75805. WhatsApp again is 080-959-75805. And we're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. Zubike is on the line. Zubike is in Osho today. Zubike, thank you for calling us.
His Excellency President Sunday Ezekwesili.
Good to have you on the show.
Good afternoon. Welcome back.
Thank
you. I'm so much excited to have your voice this afternoon.
I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Mm.
Coming to the question that you asked us this afternoon for you to contribute, let me tell the truth to my own understanding. If the state can be able to collect their own staff.
Azubike?
So, I prefer the state government to be collecting tax and whatever it is that they produce, they should also use it to satisfy the state levels. Are you getting me?
Okay.
Due to why we are having such a thing from federal government, due to the allocation that is coming from the federal government. That is why federal government is making it compulsory that they will be collecting all tax from all the whole states, and which is not good And if we can be able to go through federal revision, that whatever it is produced in your state, use it to pay our workers and pay back to the federal government. I believe the federal government should step aside by collecting tax across the whole facility of this federation. That's the way we can solve this problem of paying tax, collecting tax from the...
Azuiki, thank you for calling, though. I believe you were able to make your point before the call went off. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, President Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Pastor Ladiko.
Welcome. Go ahead.
I'm calling from Orilego. You see, Sandra, my take is this. I want the sharing formula to be changed. Now, I would prefer the federal still collecting that VAT because it took them a long time to actualize this aim to get to this level. Now, if they allow the states to be collecting it, that means more touts will disrupt people's business. That aside, then after the collection by FRS, the sharing formula should be that the states that generate more should be given more in order to awaken other states that are not doing so much to generate so much. With that, it's going to ease a lot of things and enable some of these governors who just think that their only purpose of becoming governor is to go to Abuja, collect whatever they want to collect, share, and take the remaining one. So for me, the best thing I would love them to do is to change the sharing formula. The more you earn from VAT, the more you will get. So it's going to bring out productivity from the people. It's going to bring out a lot of creativity. That is what I believe.
All right, Pastor Ladiko, thank you very much for calling. We've got Tosin on the line. Tosin, how are you? Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, Tosin. Welcome.
How are you, darling?
How are you? Good to have you on the show.
Well, I'm an history student.
Okay. Hello, Tosin, are you there? Hello?
Now, we are wise, more than wise in Nigeria. You know why?
Why?
Let's go. Most of this thing that the Northerners are enjoying now was as a result of the Civil War. When your brother is there, Professor Nwabueze and Professor Yadudu, they are there. They are the ones that rewrote whatever English adjective I want to qualify it in 1969 to 79.
Okay.
Transferred concurrent list to executive leaves after the Biafra War to pacify the North for unity's sake.
Okay.
You get it now?
Okay.
Now, Nigerians, particularly the South, they are feeling we are being cheated. Nigeria is 61 years old, for crying out loud. Even me, that I am 52 plus now, I am a grandmother. Not should be over 61 years old now. They are still feeding them. It is injustice. It is inequitable. Let me speak all the English. They transferred concurrent lease, that is resource control, in 1969, immediately after the Civil War, when Gawan declared that
Chosin, are you there? Hello, Chosin. Oh, no, I was quite enjoying that history lesson there. But I should point out, of course, that this VAT situation, not be just North, it affects. This thing will affect even states that are not northern states. Take, for instance, Plateau. Plateau is not a northern state, but Plateau is one of the states that's saying, I beg, make we continue to redo them as we redo them before. Say we don't get industry for Plateau. You have states like Enugu, their IGR is abysmal. You have states like Abia, whose IGR is is abysmal. I know, right? Because you have Ariaria in Aba. I mean, most of the suits and shoes and clothes in Nigeria are made in Aba. And yet their IDR is also like pretty poor. You know what I'm saying? So you have states in the east, and we've not even come to the south yet, or other states in the southwest that do not have as much IGR as Rivers and Lagos and even Kano, you know? So these states will be affected as well. So this is not really a north versus south dichotomy. This really is about who should control the money that is made within their state. That's really what it comes down to. Will some states be more adversely affected than others? Yes. Are a huge number of those states in the northern part of Nigeria? Yes. But you have states like Adamawa that are for states collecting and keeping their VATs. You have states like Adamawa that are saying, yeah, this situation where we go to Abuja to collect an allocation has made us all lazy. So having to come up with our own revenue for ourselves will make us sit up. Now, we've not heard from other northern states, but you'll be surprised that there are some states in the north that say, yes, we are for holding on to whatever we generate within our states. And you find some states in the south that say, ah, no, please, we want it the old way. Let me take one final call and then we'll take a break. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Paul. I'm calling from Lekki.
Welcome.
Yeah, to be sincere with you, I understand what all the other governors are trying to do concerning these VAT issues. Because if you look exactly how the National Assembly own money, what they earn in a day, a month, still they cannot even fight, even to make the civil servant to earn like 50,000. Fine, way back in the early 60s, the country then survived by cotton and granite pyramid in the north. You remember?
Okay.
So that was back then. Now technology and everything has changed all. Now petrol has gained ground in the whole world. To be sincere with you, it's not that lazy. Forget about the due to tomatoes and everything. Lack of education is one of the biggest problems they have there right now. They are fucking lazy. I'm from the plateau state, I'll tell you the truth. The governors are just there to embezzle. Nothing they do. They only have the good road. Fine. What about the infrastructure? Nothing.
Well, road is part of infrastructure, but thank you very much for calling. I'm not sure whether he used the F word. Did he use the F word? Apologies for that. I wasn't sure what I was hearing. We have to take a break. When we come back from this break, Joe, I'll tell you our second story. Our second story is the Lagos State Anti-Open Grazing Bill. It's passed second reading. Don't forget, you can be a part of the show on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
It's 3:27 at the moment. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. The House of Assembly passed two bills today, the Value Added Tax Bill and the Open Cattle Grazing. They passed it today. Speaker Mudashiru Obasa directed the acting clerk of the House, Olaleko Onafeko, to transmit a clean copy to Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu for assent. The two bills were passed after unanimous votes by the lawmakers at the sitting where they were read the third time. After the passage, Speaker Obasa commended his colleagues for their passion to see that the state continues to grow. I don't know if you know, but they held separate public hearings on the bills on Wednesday with stakeholders expressing support. Now, here are some of the bill's provisions. First of all, obviously, it bans the grazing of cattle on open land and on land belonging to other people. A cattle owner can graze their cattle in an enclosed area that they own or they rent, but only after getting approval from the State Agriculture Ministry. Also, that enclosed area cannot be a residential area. Any cattle found grazing in an unauthorized area, whether public or private, will be impounded. To do this, the bill sets up an anti-grazing task force within the state, within the state agriculture ministry, made up of ministry personnel and the police. The owner of impounded cattle has 7 days to retrieve them. Otherwise, the court can impound the cattle and auction the cattle. Oh, and anyone who tries to stop the authorities from impounding the cattle or tries to break the cattle out of impoundment, if found guilty, can be assessed a fine of 250,000. Anybody whose cattle grazes on or destroys somebody else's property, if found guilty, will pay a fine of 50,000 naira per head of cattle, as well as all costs for impounding and transporting the animals. Anyone found in possession of a firearm while herding cattle, if found guilty in court, can be sentenced to 21 years in prison. Possession of other weapons can attract 7 years. Those are the major headlines from the bill. Here's what Mekudi Usman had to say at that hearing, that public hearing I told you about earlier on. He's the Southwest Zonal Secretary for Mietiala Cattle Breeders Association. He said, quote, if cattle are bred in one place, the price could go up to 2 million naira each. We agreed with some local chiefs in other states that anyone who wants to rear cows in a location should register and should indicate when he's leaving. A Fulani man moves from one place to another to ply his trade. But we have some bad eggs that are causing trouble. The government should allow us to talk to our people that they don't want our cows to destroy people's farmland. We've met with stakeholders in Ekiti, Ondo, and even Oyo states, and we reached agreements with them. End quote. So that's one of the stakeholders, right? Now, I think we should unpack what Usman said. Because first of all, Usman is saying that the cost of raising a cow in one place is higher for the herdsman than raising the cow with open grazing. This is, of course, because on a ranch, the herdsman has to supply the cow's food. He has to go and buy it and bring it. But under the open grazing model, he's feeding the cow for free. But of course, that means that somebody else is paying for the food, namely the person on whose farm the cow goes to eat. And of course, that makes a lot of people ask, have the cow owners been properly compensating these farmers and landowners for subsidizing the cost of feeding their cows? Because now, McBann is also asking the government to take over that subsidy. Usman said, quote, I implore the House to emphasize on giving the association time to train herders on enclosed grazing, as well as financial support for herders to engage in cattle pound, end quote. And this is not the first time that we're hearing this respect, which leads me to ask, do you believe that beef is important enough for government to subsidize? So we have a government subsidy on petrol, which there are arguments about. We also have an electricity subsidy. Basically, supporters of those subsidies insist that these items are so important to the lives of Nigerians that government should step in and pay part of the costs. Do you believe that the same argument can or should be made about beef? Or do you believe that there are enough other meat alternatives that it would not be worth the money that we pump in there? Ooh, also, did you notice the admission from McBann, the McBann zonal secretary, that some herdsmen are behind the violence that Nigerians are seeing? Did you hear that admission? This mirrors what Mudashiru Obasa, the Lagos State Speaker, said about the bill. He said the bill was needed to end the conflicts in the state caused by the herdsmen encroaching on people's property. So that's the anti-grazing bill in a nutshell. What do you think about its provisions? We've got Tomiwa in Sri Leria on the line. Tomiwa, how are you? Hello, Tomiwa. Are you there?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, welcome.
Good afternoon, Sandra. How are you doing today?
I'm very well, welcome. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll talk briefly about the VAT issue.
Okay.
So, I mean, I see a lot of sense from what Governor Wike has said.
Okay.
Yeah, because this VAT issue, free money promotes business. That's what I think. I think if states are being made to make money for themselves, I mean, if states are forced to make money for themselves, they'll be encouraged to be more productive. You can imagine the turnout of voters you see in the north when they want to vote. You can see the massive turnout of voters, but you can't convert this population to make money for your state. You rely on other states that use their little resources to make money. I mean, it doesn't just make sense to me.
Okay.
Right. But my issue with that is with the new law per state is, okay, so for instance, in Lagos State, you want to start sharing between the state and the local government. Mm. But what happens to local governments that make more money than other local governments? I mean, it eventually will become the same issue with the federal government and state.
Mm.
It will become the same issue with the state government and local government.
Yeah. Well, maybe what will happen is we'll have a weaker in a local government that will take up that fight as well.
Exactly. You get so for it's just a local government and mm-hmm. come up and say, oh, we make more money than maybe Agege.
Mm.
So we want more share of the VAT generated in the state.
Mm.
But I think it's a good development. It encourages states to make more money for themselves.
Mm. Tommy, well, thank you so much for calling. Tommy was called us from Surulere 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Hello, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
Who is Chinonye? Mama.
Chinonye, my name's say.
Correct, Mama.
I have
correct.
Missed
I
you.
I don't miss you. No, be
hey, I don't miss you die. I don't miss you die. Hey.
See, Sandra is a question.
Mm?
My birthday, you know, give me anything. I'm not saying, I follow you quite, but I don't forgive you for my aunt.
Thank you for forgiving me.
What do you want to give me now? Look, I don't forgive you.
We will talk that one off air, but thank you for forgiving me.
Okay, no wahala.
Uh-huh.
Sandra is a question.
Mm?
They say the cow. Who go come feed the ones they will be saying, who will come feed the cows actually? Since I said to keep the cow on one side, no problem. Eh?
Mm.
And they ask now, who will come feed? Who will come help them feed them?
They go feed them by themselves now.
They go even far walk, cook, we will say they go first in land, they go to the poison and the place of cow. You understand me?
They go feed them by themselves.
All these things that they happen, they all happen because they do well for themselves. I don't know why. I just tell you why. May God help us.
All right, Chinonye, thank you very much for calling us. If you just tuned in, what do you think about the provisions of the Lagos anti-grazing bill? Do you think that the Lagos state government should subsidize the transition to ranching and supply of food to cattle rearers? Let me ask that question in a different way, right? If ending open grazing raises the price of beef, is beef important enough to be subsidized? Or do you think that market forces should take control? And what do you think about the McBain secretary's admission that some bad eggs among cattle rearers are causing problems when they encroach on other people's land? Esogene in Ikorodu is on the line. Esogene, welcome.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon.
I see the way they hail Chinonye. I missed you too. In fact, I miss everybody in Nigeria. Info.
I missed you too. Welcome back.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Based on the issue on ground now,
mm-hmm.
if they said that the cows, if they keep them in one place, like in doing ranching with the cows, that it would be more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
If the cow is not expensive now, you can't get ₦1,000 meat and said you want to eat it for 2 times. It's expensive now. So it's better for us to just fix it once and for all. Who wants to eat cow will go to the market and buy it. It's expensive. And who wants to eat fish will eat fish. Now for us having everywhere being messed up, over here in Ikorodu, you will see them 6 years old, 7 years old, carrying cows up and down the streets. So let's fix it. That one should go on its own way. Ranching is what I vote for.
Okay.
Then, hello, are you with me, Sandra?
I'm with you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then, on this VAT issue, see, Sandra.
Hmm.
Now who get papa we get money? Now no go not say papa dey farm. He no go also. But if the papa don't die, when he sees papa they don't die, nothing dey. He go do it, he go also.
Go also.
Each state should look for what to give them something to generate their own VAT. It's because they are still sharing it among states. That is why you are seeing it that everybody, nobody wants to do something. Nobody wants to do anything. If Lagos states take care of their own VAT, another state, you will see that everybody will be looking for means. Every means to make sure that our own state is developed. So as we do like this now, we'll be like the KSC papa get money. He goes sit down and bag of sinner pack your idea. If they don't die, he go also. Bye bye, Sandra.
That's okay. Thank you so much for calling. Have yourself a great, great day. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, hello. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Akibe.
Welcome. Go ahead.
I support the Lagos State bill as regards to keeping animal in the state.
Okay.
We are no more in the old days of Abraham. Now, that law should be kept in check. And then must they rear animal in another man's state? They are the one having cow. If we want to buy cow, we carry a trailer. They go and buy the fuel we want to buy for every week. So I will want the Lagos state to drive all these animals, all these cows, let them go to their north and rear them there and sell it 10 billion. It's not a month that we must eat meat. Then we too have our own cow here, Melu Melu. Those ones that are big, because this house are owned here, the fly do affect them. But our natural native ones, they are able to resist the fly. So each state should have animal husbandry. When these people and they see that nobody is buying their animal, they will go back to where they come from, the country they come from, that is Niger. Most of them are from there. We must put that in check. Then all the other states, why should we value meat like the Benue state? They value meat more than human beings. They should have the Ministry of Agri can have 10,000 cows. And then people go there and buy. That's what Ogbemudia did in those days in those states. They have a land as big as a modern first tax. They call it a farm settlement. They have a buildings there where the farmers and the agricultural workers are. They should be able to copy that. Hello.
All right, Ms. Ayigbe, thank you very much for calling. I will say this, though. Every Nigerian has a right to reside in any part of Nigeria and conduct business in any part of Nigeria. So I disagree that the Fulani or the people who rear cattle should be moved out of the different states. Now, they can stay in the state that they are in. What state governors are pushing for at the moment is that they cannot graze their animals openly anymore. If you're going to graze cattle, you're going to get approval from the states. You're going to do that in a closed space. You're going to have your cattle in ranches. Ranches are basically, so you have maybe land like Muriokola area, for instance, and all that will be in that Muriokola area are herds and herds of cattle. So you bring the food and come and give them there, just like it is done all over the world. So that's what state governments are pushing for. And it's not just state governments in the South, it's state governments all over the country. 36 state governors have said, we don't want open grazing anymore. And for whether or not they're from other countries, the same way that you as a Nigerian go to other countries to go and do business, Canada, America, Ghana, South Africa, that's the same way other citizens of other nations have a right to come to your country as long as they've got their papers, they've got visas, they've got resident permits to do business in your country as well. So we have to be more tolerant in our language than we currently are. We've got Malik in Apapa on the line. Malik, how are you?
Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
You made a point there of saying we go to other countries or other places to do business, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we obey the laws of those areas, don't we?
Yes.
Exactly.
Sometimes.
So the state government is putting the law. Sometimes. That's all now.
Yeah.
But if the state government is putting a law, you understand me? And it's a rebellion of the people, don't you think we should obey?
Yes.
Even the medicine... Yeah, I'm listening to Sandra.
Yes, I'm agreeing with you. We should obey. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. One of the reasons why I called is when that man said that some Fulani heads man are behind the conflict. Is that not amazing? And the government is not acting upon it. Like I said, Sandra, if you go to Ikorodu, in some areas, you will see 6 years, 7 years, 9 years, contain almost 100 of cows. My fear is this. With this law now, I hope they're not start killing. Because if Major Allah could come and say that, if you want peace, give us land, is that not a threat enough for people to be scared?
Well, it didn't sound like a threat to me. It sounded more like an appeal, you know, because, hey, this has been our way of life for a long time and you're making us basically do this thing overnight. So help us to transition. Now, it's up to us to decide whether or not they are transitioning its government's business or whether it's the businessman's business.
Sandra, I love what the man, the Fulani spokesperson in Lagos said.
Okay.
His own is understanding. Do you understand me?
Right.
And he also indicted some members of their group.
Right.
You understand me?
Okay.
But my point is this. Now, with this law in place, I hope there will not be conflicts of areas of Lagos. You get my point?
I get
and
your
what
point.
Did that lady say on the phone? If it's like that, they should have, is it a colored number of a number of cars that should be in Lagos that they want to kill? Maybe it's 200 every week. They bring 200 a queue.
Okay.
Because the north has more empty land and space than other states. That the local government is bigger than the five states in the east. I mean, yes, the local government is not bigger than some five states in the east.
Right.
So local government in the north is bigger 10 times than Lagos.
Okay.
You understand me?
I understand.
That has lesser population. Sandra, look, I have been to 27 or 26 states in Nigeria. It's no story. There are some states you drive for hours, almost 4 hours, before you see population. If you are driving from a property right now, you are traveling. But you don't feel the impact because you see people on the road.
That's right.
You see cars. You don't know you're traveling. You don't know you're cruising. Some areas in some states, you have driven for 4 hours, all you see is trees and bushes. Right or wrong, Sandra?
Right, you're right.
Anyway, we're not going to kill the Mulu Melu. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Malik, for calling. Once again, we're getting reports of ride-hailing drivers getting harassed and even attacked. That's our third story. The first one is coming from the airport here in Lagos, the second domestic terminal. I've gotten reports from more than one eyewitness about this, so I'm bringing it to you to find out if you have experienced or witnessed this. Right now, people picking up passengers are not allowed to stop or park in front of the terminal building. They have to go into the parking structure. This is done to keep the area clear for those dropping off passengers. When you pull up, you see the signs, no waiting for passengers, no pickup, drop off only. If you violate, they clamp down your vehicle. Fair enough. But what my eyewitnesses are claiming is that ride-hailing drivers who are dropping off passengers are also getting stopped and clamped. Allegedly, it's gotten so bad that the ride-hailing drivers are refusing to drop people off in front of the terminal. They're insisting on going into the parking structure. Some of them are claiming that the authorities are targeting them wrongly because they are allegedly in cahoots with the airport taxi drivers. That's the report that I'm getting. That's the reported, the allegation that I'm getting. Now, I'm asking you whether you have experienced this. I'm asking you whether you have information about this. If you are a ride-hailing driver, if you are an airport taxi driver, if you are an airport worker, if you are a passenger, tell me what you know about this situation. Tell me what you've witnessed. Tell me what you've experienced. If it's true, tell me. If it's a lie, cuckoo, tell me. So that's on the one side, but there's a separate, more terrible story. On Sunday night, a ride-hailing driver was set up and murdered, allegedly to steal his car. Moreni Keji Oluwaniyi was 27 years old. He was a medical doctor. He had been unemployed, started working as a ride-hailing driver while looking for his next medical job. In fact, according to his girlfriend, he was supposed to start a new job on Monday. So when he got the trip request on Sunday night, he took it so that he would have some change on his first day at work. But he never came home. So his girlfriend went to meet the owner of the car, who activated the car tracker. They tracked the car to a mechanic. The tires and number plates were gone. Police arrested the mechanic, who took them to the people that gave him the car, and they confessed. Three suspects. They said they planned to kill whichever driver took the trip and steal his car. They reportedly led the police to his body. 27 years old. It's a very shocking story. And I want to know what goes through your mind when you hear a story like this. 27 years old, doing all the right things, working hard, finishes school, gets a degree, can't find a job, decides to get to work as a ride-hailing driver. Then the night before his new job, he gets robbed and murdered. And of course, it makes me think about all the dangers that ride-hailing drivers face. Like all the dangers they face. Lagos, how you see this matter? Are ride-hailing drivers being targeted? I feel like I ask this question once a month. What needs to be done to give them better protection? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. We've got Igwe from Surulere on the line. Igwe, how are you?
I'm fine. Good afternoon, Cassandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah. My name is Igwe.
Yes.
I'm an e-hailing driver.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I've been on this job over 4 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
I'm a graduate as well.
Okay.
So we are facing a very serious challenge on this job.
Okay.
We need a government intervention to come and help us. We are suffering. We are seriously suffering.
Is the airport story true? Is it true that you cannot drop off?
It's real. It's real. Right now, I can't even accept any ride going to airport.
Ah.
As I speak now, I hardly accept, unless the ride that will accept, I will tell you that you are going, I will drop you off at the park. If you accept, I will go. If you didn't accept, I will not go. That's the truth. That's the truth. They don't want to see us even drive around anywhere around airport, both international, both local. Because they see maybe we are trying to push the airport ties out of the business.
Is there no arrangement that can be made where everybody is happy? Maybe they make you people pay some sort of tax to the airport taxes. I don't know, but
Before it used to give us some time frame within 2 or 3 minutes, drop off, pick up, and go. But now you cannot do it. You can. They just stop because of us, drivers. So the matter is that they need to do something. The government need to do something about it. It's really affecting us. It's so bad.
Igwe, thank you so much for calling us. 99.3. Hello.
President Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name?
Wanyoma Duko, like Engineer Christian said the other day. Thank you. Good job, my sister. The airport something. I was at the airport this morning around 4 a.m. You see the place they wrote that a drop of 50,000 naira fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sandra, that place is another car park. I'm telling you. You won't even see space to park and drop your passenger. 4 a.m. this morning, I was at the airport. Then I went to the new car park they built. President said I didn't spend up to 20 minutes. Before they know it, they charged me 650 naira. I'm telling you. So that thing, they put that sign there. They just use it to make money. A police lady come to me and say, "Oga, if you go pay 3,000, you park." I said, "But look at what they wrote now. Drop off. Offender, 50,000. Okay, go to the general car park. I'm telling you, the chief security officer at that international airport is not helping matters. I'm telling you, President, some people will call themselves SU. No. Ah, what do they call these big men now? Government, RIPP, I mean, VIP. They pack their helos, they pack their jeeps, they block the whole place. You won't see space to park and drop off your passengers. I left the airport this morning around 5:30. So they should do something.
All right, Chris. Thank you for calling. Chris Obi on Facebook says, we can do drop-off, but we cannot do pick-up. We can do drop-off at the airport, but we cannot do pick-up. All right, Chris, thank you very much for your message. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll take the messages that we have on social media so far.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this.
Fast, nobody did my show. Why this person is still for me now? Wahala no dey finish.
Only bees, only bees. Oh, online market for your store.
Online market, okay. Online market, okay. Online market.
Okay. You don't order your goods.
Omnibiz go deliver your goods to your shop fast, fast. Just go to their website, shop.omnibiz.com or download the app. Use code WELCOME500 to get discount on your first order. Omnibiz, online market for your store.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Shamuyiwa Adefola Ola Adefola Juwamutu says, it's really bad out there, Sandra. I've done more than 6,000 trips, and I can tell you that drivers are the target. Thank you so much for sending your message in. If you just joined us, hello to you. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We start the show every day by bringing you the biggest stories of the day. We've talked about the FIRS asking the National Assembly to put VAT on the exclusive list. We've talked about Lagos State debating and passing its anti-grazing bill. And then we've talked about the alleged harassment of ride-hailing drivers. That's what we're talking about right now. Let me go to WhatsApp. What's the rationale behind FIRS approaching the National Assembly to move their collection of VAT to the exclusive list? I hope the boss of the FIRS listened to your analysis. Now I think he'll be better informed. It's a matter already dead on arrival. Let him approach a superior court of appellation to vacate the judgment. Governor Wike has done a thorough job of enlightening his people on the merits of River State collecting VAT. His analysis is spot on, Sandra. Let the FIRS stop this back and forth and do the needful. This is subtle restructuring at work. Lazy governors will now be forced to look inwards for alternative ways of generating income. That's a message from Jude Anyanwu. Jude Anyanwu, thank you very much for your message. Sandra, thank you for the privilege yesterday. I got my money this morning. What are you talking about? Oh, okay. I think you're talking about just a minute. Well, congratulations again. Olumide says, on the VAT issue, it is laudable that states are making moves to restructure this centralized mode of remitting money and then wait to receive fraction from what the federal government gives them. But an important question to ask is, how will the state governments be monitored on spending of this money? We all know what goes on with the security votes money. Olumide from Ikorodu. Well, I believe that everything is step by step, right? So you achieve one first and then you get to the next part of the problem. First step is, you know, if you support the states getting the VAT, let them get the VAT first. If you don't support it, stop them from getting the VAT, you know, and then we'll move to the next step of the problem and the next and the next. We've got more comments on WhatsApp. Sandra? Yes, you can. You can contribute via this medium. We have a former e-hailing driver who's abroad now. Yes, please. You can contribute. Sandra, on the open grazing law or the anti-open grazing law, I advise all southern communities to follow the formula Ohiafia people used by banning the eating of cow in their land. Too much protein, no good, serve. Charles Obike says. Charles, it's not true that too much protein, no good. Where did you get that from? Yeah, like me too. Please, you should not ban anything, I beg. Saidu Magaji Nikeja says, Sandra, anti-grazing law is born out of politics of convenience. All right. Thank you for your message, Saidu. VAT collection in Ghana, where I reside, and South Africa, where I've visited, are collected by the central government in all the regions and provinces. At reconciliation, the government deducts the percentages to the relevant tiers based upon the agreed formula. All these are to avoid double tax, double VAT taxation, since VAT are consumer goods and services. I have collected VAT refunds at airports upon presentation of purchase receipts. Let the government, let the federal government collect VAT, deduct its 15%, then pay the local government and states their percentages. After all states know what they generate from FIRS in their states. That's a message from Chris Namoa on WhatsApp. President Sandra, let FIRS relax. Let me gist you. I'm giving my people the hard facts on my status. Oh, Mr. Frank, take your time. Yeah, you will fight. Good afternoon, madam. Nigeria is gradually embracing restructuring and Wike is leading. Let those that are killing the economy of their states wake up and create enabling environments. I cannot get drunk in Lagos while somebody that destroys alcohol and mannequin sales goes out of business collecting taxes of alcohol and the mannequin that I used. Chief Udo with that message. Is it Chief Udo or Chief Udo? Anyway, thank you very much for your message, Chief. We will take a break now, bring you business news. After the business news, we will bring you League of Extraordinary Nigerians. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.